Welcome to Wolf Tales, where you're going to be hearing stories from our volunteers and staff about their journeys and experiences about how they came to Wolf Connection and the wolves that have impacted their lives. For this Wolf Tale, I have with me the producer and co-host of the podcast, Steven Rivera. He's also all things media, photography, and videography. For Wolf Connection. Steven, I don't think I ever know the full story, so just tell everyone your journey, how you got to Wolf Connection.
Well, there was a volunteer who was here for a while. He was coming out from the East Coast. Him and I grew up together, and he must have found Wolf Connection online. I don't really know the details of that, but I think he found it online. And he's just making a short trip up here, so he decided he wanted to visit Wolf Connection, see, I think, if he was interested in volunteering. And he ended up going through the whole, you know, procedure, and then he ended up being a volunteer. A few months in, Wolf Connection was having a family and friends event, and he asked me to come. And I remember being in the arena circle, and Teo was talking and telling everybody about just how the Wolf Connection started and the original pack, et cetera, et cetera. And towards the end, he said, or he started describing hiking and how everyone hikes the wolves and feeds the wolves and whatever. And me being a person who loves hiking and backpacking, when he said the word hiking and hiking wolves, it sort of clicked that was going to be a part of this. Like, I didn't think about it beforehand. And I was thinking, that is the coolest thing I can think of, is hiking with wolves. Like, what else is cooler? Now, of course, I had it in my mind that I'd be, you know, hiking Neo with a backpack on, like, for 3 hours, you know. Of course, it's not like that, because that would be insane, but I didn't know it then, so it turns out to be a lot different. But I remember right after he said that, I just raised my hand. Like, I felt like I was a kid back in school, like, about to ask a really embarrassing question, but I really meant it. I was like, so, Teo, when can I hike some wolves? And he goes, you know, give this guy a volunteer form. So that was kind of how it started. And I went and filled it out, and it was a lot more detailed than I thought it was going to be. And I was like, okay, I get it now. This is a very substantial commitment that I'm about to make. And that definitely didn't scare me away, because meeting the wolves, you know, surely made me feel comfortable with committing. And then I think I came, did a whole interview thing, and been here ever since.
So with that, which wolf has made the most impact on you since you've been here, for as long as you've been here?
Usually when someone asks me this question, I always answer with Willow. A time that she really made me think about what awareness was. You know, a lot of times we think of awareness as being like physically aware of physical things around us, but there's an energetic inward awareness that potentially is more important. And she made me think about how I was approaching her and what that meant for our relationship. And so I usually do tell that story, because that probably was the single most impactful moment of my time here with a specific animal. I mean, I've had plenty with the humans here, but I'm not going to tell that story today, only because, being that I am on the podcast usually, I've told that story so many times, especially in the Women and Wolves episode. I've already told that story about Willow in detail. So lately I've been thinking about Ozzy, and I think there really is almost an equally impactful moment of my time here, because it made me think, well, it made me realize like what it is we're doing here, like what is actually happening here at Wolf Connection. You know, and I think in the first time I came here was really about the animals, and for the first month. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that have that feeling that this is about taking care of animals, it's about connecting with animals. But when Ozzy, one of our elders, who's now passed, you know, I think it was in the air for a few weeks, like this, he was coming to, you know, his final weeks. And there was a time during pack care where I had some downtime, and you know, one of our other leads said, you know, why don't you go spend some time with him? And so I went inside of his enclosure, and I kind of just sat there and got into a little bit of a meditative state with him, and he was just resting and, you know, blinking very slowly like they do when they're very restful. And I remember just being ultra aware of him. And the wind was picking up and the mountains were making their usual noises. And it was just, you know, really centering. And I remember looking at him and trying to think of like the right thoughts to have in that moment. Like, what would be the most impactful thought for me to have in that moment? Like, what could I learn from this? You know, because I was feeling sort of, you know, sad that this was probably it. And I remember getting what actually happens here, like what these wolves are doing for people. And it's so profound that a wolf that really maybe consciously is not acting any sort of way, maybe their whole life is acting from their primal, natural, you know, inspired mind. I don't know, but they're likely not consciously going forward thinking, I'm going to help thousands and thousands of people. But the fact is they do. Like, the fact is that kids come here, adults come here, young adults come here, teens, elders, everybody comes here. And one single experience with a being that is being organic, unapologetically themselves, could potentially create this trickling, you know, ripple effect of change just in the world, or even in an individual's life, or even in a single family unit, where one person sees the commitment of one of these wolves to its wildness, and that person grows up to be a wise elder in their family structure. And that can happen. And we've seen that. We've seen evidence of that, you know, happen here right in front of our eyes. Like, just a wolf being a wolf can be the key to changing somebody's life. Like, it just catapults you, or this is a quantum leap experience into the moment, which is something we don't all know how to do on our own time, in our own way. Like, we don't necessarily have all the methods and all the techniques, but when you come here and you meet certain animals, they just cause you to go there automatically, and then you're finally aware of what that place feels like. And the compounded knowledge and wisdom that can come from that moment, I just remember being blown away just thinking about the limitless amount of people that potentially have been changed by this single creature, which is Ozzy, you know, and the impact he's probably had on thousands of people, directly or indirectly. And I guess the moral of the story is that what I learned from that moment was, being beneficial or being helpful to people or being impactful, it doesn't always have to be a whole show or, you know, a thing that you study your whole life to do. Sometimes it's about being completely organic, completely unapologetically yourself, accepting where you are in that moment and showing people that it's okay to accept themselves where they are in that moment, and that all of us are on a never-ending, consistent, you know, limited physically and unlimited metaphysically journey, and that just being yourself is definitely good enough.
For more information on any of the wolves that you've heard in Wolf Tales, go to Wolf Connection's website at www.wolfconnection.org, or check out our Instagram at Wolf Connection. To make sponsorships or donations to Wolf Connection, also go to wolfconnection.org.